So it's a question that follows me for a few years now, and it's about attachment, which we spoke a lot about today. And so when I just was encountered to Buddhism, I learned that in order to get to Nirvana, one has to give up on everything that is attached to, basically. Now, it's really easy to understand how to give up on material stuff like clothes and art. If you have a car or a flat, it's easy to give up on that. Even on your partner, one can give up. But what if you have children? Now, it's really tempting to get to Nirvana and just leave everything behind and go to the mountains and meditate. But since I have children, I couldn't even imagine leaving them. And also, I think it contradicts with other basic concepts of Buddhism. If I had left my children away, let's say for a year, let's say I went to India for a year to meditate and left my children behind, it's unfair for them.
Just a couple of small things. It's actually completely fine with the language and with the language of Buddhism for a moment. Personally, I'm not a Buddhist. It's not my cup of tea. Because all the religious baggage is, for other people it works well and they're very happy with, but not for Christopher. When you were speaking, this important point that you made, it is rather easy to mix up attachment, which we'll talk about later, and the object. You do get this message in the Buddhist world, I agree, give up everything. So the object, which might be called family or household, house or job or locality, give up everything, is assumed to be equivalent to giving up attachment. But let go of this, let go of that. The object, people, friends, partner, children, family, home, is not the issue. It's quite often in Buddhism, it sometimes appears to be made the issue, specifically by monks. It's looking at the attachment, just as we were doing a few moments ago. So it has a very specific, very precise meaning, and I'll touch on it in a minute. But what's your own response? When in this Dharma language, we use the word attachment as something to see through and let go of. But in the world of psychology, it's used in a very healthy and precious way. We need to be attached to our children. We need to be attached to our loved one. And it has a very positive connotation. So you get two different views of the same word here. But what's your view? What way do you look at it?
My personal view is that, of course, I have to be with my children. Okay. And that it's another kind of attachment. Because I haven't been to India, but I've heard that there are people who leave their families behind and just live to be enlightened and go to meditate for the rest of their lives. Now, this is something that seems unfair and unreasonable to me.
And one would have to say, since we're both fathers, fathers are doing a runner every day of the week. Right? Doing a runner means leaving their wife and their kids, hardly ever to be seen again. Fathers, Gautama, before he was the Buddha, he split, he couldn't cope with it, he ran away. And men have been doing it long before, and they're still doing it. And some do it on some pretext of searching for some nirvana or something. You're not impressed with it. I'm not impressed with it. Why should we be?
I'll ask you a personal question. Do you think that you can one can get to nirvana if he leaves his family behind, even if he's meditating all day long till the rest of his life? I mean, is it something that really Buddhism thinks about? Is it something that he preaches for? To leave everything?
In the looking at the relationship to life, in terms of human activity and human behavior, for some, and one always has to see the exception to the rule. So, for many, let's say, there is an incredible sense of duty and love and responsibility to the immediacy of the loved one, and children very, very especially with children. And I think that respect, even if the family dynamic of the partners is not working out, the commitment stays. And there is an enduring truth about it. And I can speak as someone who was brought up by a single mother and never met my father, so some first-hand knowledge of these things. But also, and equally, it happens rarely, but it does happen, that sometimes something is so deep inside a human being, an urgency to answer some of the deepest questions of life, he or she has to leave everything. And I say, in such circumstances, that power for change, to find out what is the truth of life, is so important, it transcends even the loyalty to the family. But I say that's very rare. Most times, it's running away.
Selfishness.
But not everybody, not always, and that we have to keep some space for that too. And even with the Buddha, who ran in the middle of the night, he ran. When the realization came, the first thing he did was to walk to Saranath to see his friends, and the second thing he did, he went to see Yashodhara and his six-year-old son, and gave them nourishment and support, and the son was with the father for the rest of the life. He became an utterly irresponsible father for the first 6 years because he was not present, but he became a very responsible father after the awakening. He saw how important it was there, and there's some lovely dialogues of father and son in the text. Helpful?
Last question. Do you think any of us have a chance to get to nirvana?
You ask a serious question. Yes. I would not go anywhere and teach if I did not see and know and understand that. Okay, thank you.